buckets for Monday. Madness at Tavern Sports Grill, located in West Little Rock, the promenade at Chenal. In West Little Rock, off Chenal Parkway, across from the IMAX Theater there. You know where it is. It's a great place. In addition to that, you get yourself a tavern burger. You get yourself the ultimate nachos. And, of course, you can get the strawberry salad with shrimp and the greatest wings of all times. Well, Pierre the Poodle, unfortunately...
I don't want to tell this story.
I found out what happened to Pierre the Poodle. Pigskin, this may...
He had to go to a meeting.
Oh, okay, Pigskin. Well, apparently, I got it out of Frank Acre, what happened to Pierre the Poodle.
Oh, no. I'm going to make a prediction. He tied the bacon to the bumper of the car.
No. After he died.
Oh, no.
He typically, Frank, what would a lot of people do when they have their pets that die? They
bury them in the backyard properly with a cross. And
perhaps maybe a kind word or two.
Yeah, memorial. Or you flush them down the toilet if it's a goldfish, but, you know.
Well, instead of doing that, guess what Frank Acre did with Pierre the Poodle?
By the way, I just found this out 3 minutes ago.
Frank, you want to tell us what you did?
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
I think the reason that Justin blanked this out is because, you know, kids try to forget traumatic experiences, and I think this was one of them.
Yeah.
What I did with Pierre was we had a next-door neighbor, Maddie T., that worked at a rendering company. So I brought Pierre over to him.
Oh, no.
He took it to work, ground it up, and put it in animal food. So Pierre got eaten by somebody, but I have no – some animal, but I have no idea what animal it was.
I'm glad you guys think this is so funny.
And it's a circle of life, you know?
Pigskin.
He's not there.
I need to go to a meeting. I need him to pray.
Hey, Frank, you know what? To be fair, I mean, your back was hurt. Who's going to dig the hole?
Exactly.
Who's going to dig the hole?
Exactly.
His back didn't hurt then. He was like 20.
He had a friend in a rendering company. What's he going to do? You not use that relationship?
I didn't want to spend the time digging a hole.
You know what? You're a terrible parent. I had no idea how bad a parent you were until today.
This explains really so much.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Matty T., what chance did I have to be normal? None.
Yep.
You know what, Frank?
Zero.
Not a bad idea at the time.
No, it was a terrible idea. Pat, that's
looking
the whole
back,
it's very economical.
Looking back, maybe looking back, he could have made it
a decent, like,
different
decision.
Choice. But listen,
a little more sympathetic choice.
Times were different back then, Maddie.
Let me tell you something.
Times were different.
Let me just tell you something.
Different. We lived in a different world.
When you get to hell, the first thing you're going to hear is, and that's a little poodle coming back for more, baby.
With a shovel. Now it's your turn, Frank.
I know somebody at a rendering plant.
Hey, Maddie.
Yes.
Is that comparable at all to people that donate their organs so others can live?
No, it isn't. I think your mic's off.
Yeah.
Maddie T., let's just move on. Yeah, hilarious.
Rewind
I want to move on now. Yes.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
Well, enjoy this. This will be the last show we ever do in Iowa.
Oh, man.
I'm never coming back.
Pierre.
Never coming back.
Pierre.
I don't see why you ever left.
And why do you think the poodle had to have a French name, first of all?
Because he's a French poodle.
Well, I mean, so?
We're going to call him Bob.
Yeah, I think that's probably more
appropriate. Come on, Bill.
All right, big news this week in the Zone, and it wasn't just that my father's a horrible parent. That wasn't really news anyway. It was that after all the years of talking about how wonderful he is and what a great quarterback he is and how he's the greatest husband ever and so lucky and he looks good in Ugg boots, Pat came out of the closet, folks, and by that I mean he put all the Ugg boots away and admitted who truly is the greatest quarterback in America. Roll the tape, Matty T.
The greatest quarterback in the NFL today.
Oh. Aaron Rodgers.
He's celebrating a birthday today. You see what Pat admitted it right there?
Jerk.
I love it. I tricked him right into it.
I love to win too much.
Cut the tape, Matty T.
I love to win too much.
Oh, it's Aaron Rodgers' birthday. Did you know that he played against one of the top five quarterbacks of the day, Tom Brady? But number one, of course, as we all know, Aaron Rodgers. Yes, that's correct, Pat. Aaron Rodgers. So glad that you got that correct.
In an additional thumbing of his nose at your boy, he played the entire game as they beat up the Patriots last Sunday in Ugg boots. To celebrate his 30th birthday.
He's still the coolest quarterback out there. Matty T., I think it is time to cut the tape, if you know what I mean. Cut the tape.
Scotty Thurman joined us this week. We got to see him last night, too. I'm telling you, there were a lot of great shooters last night who did not participate in the game, including my man PB and the Rustin Rifle himself. Got his thoughts on the Arkansas players and their efforts to improve.
They just learned a lot from last year. And then also you have to keep in mind, Pat, it's a little bit different than when you and I went to school. You know, you get that 8 weeks in the summer, to really
true.
Work on your individual game. And you know, this staff has done a great job of working with these guys and not only working on what they already are good at, but working on some of the weaknesses. And I think guys are embracing that. And, you know, you have kids like the kids you mentioned, you know, Moses Kingsley and guys like that. When they take coaching and they really, really value what the coaches say, it's easy for them to become better. And I think that's where these guys are. They're listening and they're taking it all to heart and they're going out and trying to implement it in their games.
He played 9 minutes last night.
That happens. Okay.
Yeah, I know. But
moving on.
5 points.
ACC championships this weekend. Jimbo Fisher trying to avoid being upset for the 13th time this year, and they've done a great job staying alive. Staying alive.
It's going to be a heck of a game. It's what a championship game is, and this time of year, there are no easy ones. You got to be able to line up and play, and it'll be a great game. It's what championship games should be made of. Paul's done a heck of a job coaching this year, and got a good team.
Got that right. Also, Nick Saban. There's a game you're much more interested in. Do you know Nick Saban and Gary Pinkel were teammates at Kent State?
Actually, yes, I did read up on that. And
you didn't read up on it. I told you that yesterday.
No, you didn't. I don't listen.
Yeah, that's actually true.
We know this.
Very believable.
Right, Frank?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about it? Anything?
You know, why don't you two get married already? Leave me out of this. Anyway, Nick Saban about Missouri.
Coach Pinkel, Gary has done a very, very good job there, and I wouldn't expect to play any team in the SEC championship game that wasn't one of the top teams in the country, and we certainly feel that Missouri is one of those teams the way they're playing right now and having won their last six games.
I wouldn't expect to play one of the teams that wasn't one of the top teams in the SEC championship games, but I am, is what he meant to say.
So I got
to
act like that this is going to be a tough game.
Yes, I like Gary Pico, but I don't think there's a chance they can win. Urban Meyer talking about his quarterback. It's not his first string, not one, not two, three. Cardale Jones preparing to play QB for OSU this weekend.
We expect our quarterbacks to prepare a certain way. Now, what he does on his own, that's where JT was very unique and the ultimate grinder as far as, you know, the preparation. And you know, you hear stories throughout, you know, college football history and pro football history about these just guys that are gym rats, or you know, and that's JT was. You know, is Cardale that type? I'll let you know. That'd be a great bonus for all of us. But he'll certainly put in a lot of time getting ready to go.
Hey, that JT Barrett injury, if I don't know if you saw the aftermath of
it. You know, I can't look at leg injuries.
Well, I've never seen anybody have their ankle snap, any part of their body for that matter, and handle it how he handled it.
No.
I know it's traumatizing to you after everything you've been through, but he just laid there. He didn't act like he was in a ton of pain. Kid went top of my charts in terms of pain tolerance right there when I saw that. All right, it's over. You can hear it.
Good. I can't talk about it. I'm telling you, ankle injuries really gross me out.
I just got a vision of Pierre. It's over your right hand. It's over your right hand shoulder.
Oh, is that what it was? That wasn't the shot that did him in.
See, dogs.
It was his little poodle ankle is where he bled out. All right. Pat, as predicted in the zone, you know, you don't become a Hall of Famer by accident, my friend. You become a Hall of Famer by making great predictions and saying all the things that need to be said. Like, the only way for Ray Rice to get himself back on a team is to go on the apology tour. Well, guess what Ray Rice did this week? Right on cue. He does whatever Pat Bradley tells him to do. Hope he doesn't tell him to jump off a cliff, because he went on a little apology tour. What do you say, Ray Rice? You sorry about all that?
I made a horrendous mistake not apologizing to my wife. When we was going in, we were giving what to speak about. It wasn't truly coming from us, if you can understand. But I, you know, made that clear my last time I was able to speak, that my wife is an angel. She can do no wrong. I take full responsibility for my actions.
Let's not get crazy.
She can do no wrong? I mean, what is she? She's still human.
Yeah. She just does less wrong than you. Okay. So we debate a lot this week. In fact, we talked to John Walters, the play-by-play guy for Iowa State, who's seen these teams quite a bit, having covered the Big 12 and Iowa State football. They're going to play TCU this weekend. He thinks TCU is better than Baylor. Jeff Long, apparently, and the committee agree, and so does Kirk Herbstreit. So here's Jeff Long and Kirk Herbstreit talking about TCU versus Baylor and some others in the playoff.
It's the quality of wins they have over other teams, other teams outside of the top 25. They have more wins over TCU has more wins over teams that are 500 and above.
I think TCU is a better team. Offense, defense, special teams, I think they're a better team. They blew a 21-point lead with 9 minutes to go. I got it. I just think they're a better team all the way across the board.
A little testy.
Yeah, he was. Speaking of, how about Torrey Hunter? He was a little test this week. Introductory press conference this week in Minnesota, and a reporter I guess gay marriage is legal in
Minnesota,
and so that's one of the reasons he brought it up. Plus, of course, Tory did an ad for Asa Hutchinson. I love Tory Hunter. You know that. We've had him in the zone many times. Have a great deal of respect for him. I didn't find the particular line of questioning to be out of bounds. Maybe a little bit misplaced at an introductory press conference, but I thought the way he couched it was very legitimate, and it kind of made sense because he asked if it impacted his negotiations with either Minnesota or any other teams. Tory clearly took offense to that, and here was part of the interaction.
The marriage question, is that the kind of thing that going forward you're not going to mess with, or are you just such an open, honest guy that if we ask you a question, you're going to answer it?
There's nothing to talk about. You already know, you know, so why keep talking about it? I said it. It is what it is. So, no, I'm not going to talk about it if you bring it up. It's not even baseball related. You can do that later when I retire, then I tell you everything.
Other questions? Jim? Mike?
Hey, Mike is kind of a huh? No, seriously, you're a man. I don't even know you. You're a seriously. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That's your job.
Jim?
It's definitely a though.
Jim?
Tory. Yeah. Tory, what continues?
Whew. That was not nice, Tory. Shouldn't call the poor gentleman names. Well, let's see.
Yes? He is.
He sounded very polite when he was asking it.
Mike is, though. You can be a polite one of those.
So that, but I do know what I learned from this. We're not allowed to use that word on the radio.
I prefer that you don't.
What word?
The P word.
The light. Oh, you almost got me there, Pat.
Rhymes with Mr. Schaefer's first name. Starts with P. Anyway, moving on. Brett Bielema spoke this week about a number of things, including not going to Nebraska and his players not playing, at least a few of them. Here's that.
We're looking into opportunities for both Grady Allison and Will Hines. Those two guys in particular have looked at that, as well as Corliss Marshall. You know, so those three guys in particular, I'm having discussions with them and schools that might have interest in them as well. Correct. Yeah, those three will not be practicing with us for sure.
Okay. And last but not least, Johnny Manziel is practicing, but he's not playing. And we thought he might get a chance to start this week for Cleveland, a town that has been struggling just a bit on the gridiron for the last, I don't know, ever. And he was asked about not playing or not starting after the decision was made by their head coach. And here's what Johnny Manziel said about that.
Hopefully it was tough on them. I mean, obviously he's a head coach. He's able to handle situations like that. So hopefully I did make it hard on him. And hopefully those guys see that when I come in here, I'm very serious about this game. I'm very serious about this team. But more than anything, I want to win. But whatever and whoever puts us in the best position to win week after week, I trust Coach Pat with that decision. And that's all anybody in this locker room wants.
It's good because it's not really up to you. Take a final timeout this Friday. And the Razorback road trip has come to an end, my friend, just about. Although you got a little more fun ahead of you, big guy. I'm going to work. I'm going to go watch the Bears get their first win this weekend at Troy, Alabama. Or so I hope. It'll be a tough matchup.
All right, last thing about Pierre, and then I'm done.
I got an email about it. Go ahead.
Okay. El Guapo brings up a good point.
What?
And I think we can all agree, especially Matthew. El Guapo says, I think that's what Pierre would have wanted.
Oh, come on.
No, he was talking about getting an F Acree.
Oh, yeah.
License plate.
I don't think that's what he was talking about.
He went out doing what he loved, being carried by a shovel and processed into dog food.
Hey, different
might have been cat
strokes
food.
For different folks, Matty.
Might have been cat food. Kev says, Pierre's story, sending his remains to the rendering factory wasn't a horrible act. However, having Justin's teacher schedule a field trip to the same factory the following Monday was a bit over the top. Tom and the Sticks says, best show ever. I haven't laughed this much in a long time. Poor poodle. I know, Pierre will never be the same. Literally. But you know what? Ashes to ashes.
He lives on. He lives on. He really does. He's... I mean, right? It is the circle of life.
He ended up in the ground one way or the other. Whether Frank put him there
fertilizer.
Or some cat's poo did. He ended up in a litter box. I hope he was eaten by a bird, because that way he could have flown around and been dropped.
The true irony of it, it fell on your father's head.
On his car. On his car. Right on the F-acre plate. It would have been great.
That is poetic justice, Frank.
I love it.
That really is full circle.
Oh, buddy, I'm telling you right now.
That is a great... You know what? You need to write that into a skit somehow.
I think the skit's been written, my friend. Don't worry about it. Final segment here. We're coming up. We got to take our last time out of the day. And this final segment is brought to you in part by our friends at Cellular Data Solutions. Call my buddy Chuck Denton. He's good folks. Good folks. I've been talking about him for a while now. And they help us when we're on the road with hot spots and other things. And he likes to talk about the fact that he can help people who do important work, not people who yammer on the radio. People like first responders. Look him up on the web, CellularDataSolutions.com. Because, yes, he does provide us with equipment so we can have Wi-Fi connectivity and keep our signal up and running so we can check what's going on in the world and get our remote equipment operational. But, again, for those of you who have much more important and critical positions in this world,